From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama told hundreds of youth from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Donald Trump, don't assume the worst. Obama called on them to be optimistic, advising that no one can make things better unless they have hope.
I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States. But as long as we keep our democratic systems open, then the society has a chance to try something new, and then it can make a decision and correct problems that they see in the future, and progress will continue.
And after the town hall, Obama held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who said the two countries are at a huge moment in the China-U.S. relationship. The top U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Obama to fire the national security chief. The Washington Post was the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month to the White House to remove Admiral Michael Rogers, who is the head of both the National Security Agency and U.S. Military Cyber Command. President-elect Trump, who was considering Rogers for an intelligence spot in his administration, held an interview with Rogers. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs in his administration this Sunday. One of the meetings includes a sit-down with Wilbur Ross, a potential commerce secretary who made billions by investing in bankrupt companies and distressed assets. Trump will also meet with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role in Trump's transition team. This is VOA News. In downtown Washington, D.C., Saturday,
we say no to racist hate. We don't want a white state. We say no to racist hate. We don't want a white state. We say no hate.
Protesters assembled outside a downtown Washington, D.C. office building Saturday, where a group of right-wing extremists, also known as the alt-right, were meeting to celebrate the victory of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Media reports say there were no arrests, but at least one man was injured in a clash with protesters outside the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center, just blocks away from the White House, where the meeting hosted by the National Policy Institute took place. Some analysts have characterized NPI and its followers as nothing more than the Ku Klux Klan in suits. French conservatives are voting Sunday in a nationwide primary to choose their nominee for next year's presidential election. The campaign has been fueled by concerns about the influx of migrants into Europe and the devastating series of jihadist attacks in France. Seven candidates are competing Sunday in the first round of the primary. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to announce she will seek a fourth term as head of government when she meets other leaders of her Christian Democrats in Berlin Sunday afternoon. The 62-year-old Merkel has been widely considered a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union and the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. A train derailed in northern India, killing at least 96 people, injuring more than 100 others. Rescue workers and volunteers are looking through the badly mangled coaches to see if they can locate additional survivors of the derailment that happened early Sunday morning. Dozens of ambulances have been deployed to the site. It was not immediately clear why 14 of the train's coaches were thrown off the tracks. Syrian sources say rebel shelling on a school killed at least 7 children Sunday, and the government held part of Aleppo. Dozens of other people were reported to have been wounded by the rocket fire. On Saturday, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned the Syrian government and its Russian backers they will be held accountable for the heinous bombings of hospitals and rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces in Aleppo killed at least 27 people Saturday, marking the fifth straight day of bombardment of the city, which is home to more than 275,000 people. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.